This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.
Welcome in, everybody. It's another Blurry Hysteria. We got two weird stories, one from Brent, one from me, David.
You said that so fast, I thought we were going to just like do it in like double time. Everyone's like checking to see if they'd bumped it up to 1.5 speed. Welcome, everybody. This is Sarah Danger.
We're just getting to the shit. Yeah. Getting right into it.
You guys shouldn't have eaten those mushrooms.
Yeah, I know.
Shall I start for this one?
If you want to, I tell you what, man. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. We got two for it, but I tell you what. Yeah, you do it because the second half, mine comes from a listener. And it's not just bullshit this week. It actually is. Well, the last one, I'm like, I think this is right. Nope. We had to do it ourselves. This week, we had some help.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Justin Smith, you gorgeous, huge cocked bastard. See that? You butter them up like that, and then they send more stuff. Like news.
That's what we've been doing wrong.
You big cocked bastard. I'm a woman. Well, you know what? More power to you. You can still have a big cock. I don't give a shit. Anyway, now that we've alienated everyone, we got some weird news, right? And hey, before we start, how do they get this news to us if they want to?
Weird@hysteria51.com.
Yes, yes.
Just send us a link.
Send early, send often, and we will we'll immortalize you or embarrass you by saying your name on the show. It depends on how you look at it. All right.
Embarrassed.
Yeah, that's sure. It's something. It's a resume builder right there. All right. We're going to space. You got something for us. We are from
Earth.com. Actually, this one's a listener one, too. I think Dan sent us this one.
Well, oh, shut the front door.
Yeah, I think this one came from Dan. Thanks, Dan. This one's from Earth.com. Deep space radio signal reaches Earth after 8 billion years.
It's just now, one of those old-timey, like you see in all like the 1940s. Dan, this is a banger.
Yeah, right.
They always say radio signals, and I think people think like, what do they say? That's not exactly what they're talking about when they say radio signals. It's not like
that's, you know. Your mind immediately goes to, it's a signal from aliens. It's something we can decode and listen to. No, this is
old Monty McGee's up to the plate at Space Poughkeepsie, and no one's been able to hit his super slide ball. It's not like an old broadcast of a space baseball. They went through their own phase there in space as well.
Exactly. Well, this one is what they call a fast radio burst, or a FERB. And they said that it has reached Earth after traveling through space for 8 billion years. That's a little over half of the age of the old universe, so they think. They don't know what these things are, where they come from, how they exactly work. But
it's crazy that we get them, because they're like just like these middle second things of immensely –
oh, yeah.
Powerful radio bursts. Yeah. And they're just like, there was one. You know, it's pretty crazy.
And it's crazy that we can detect it at all. But an astronomer at Macquarie University in Australia has picked this up. And they say that these things were first discovered in 2007. So it's a relatively new phenomenon that we have been able to, I guess, detect. I don't know if they knew them before that or what. I'm sure they probably had an idea. But this thing is, they said it, the energy equivalent is what our sun produces over 30 years.
That's fucking, what would belch that? I mean, I've read things before. These are these things like, did a white hole belch this out?
Right.
So a white hole is one of the things they think could be where the shit that goes into a black hole can
comes out.
Yeah. And because it's such compacted and powerful, and they're such teeny, tiny little like
black holes, such compact. Much radio burst.
Also, I'm alien. Are you noblemen from England?
Also, have hit Space Honus Wagner slider.
It was never mind.
that's the hole we got to climb out of. It's a flash of radio waves. It only lasts milliseconds. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It takes so much energy to get these things to us. They travel very quickly, not the speed of light, of course, but very fast.
Yeah.
And it's they're like, where are these coming from? What's causing these? Because that's a lot of energy. Yeah. To propel these things could be something maybe from a, I don't know, like a gamma ray burst or something.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite that.
It's just a Dyson sphere exhaust fart, you know, just got let out and just plowing through the cosmos.
They've tracked about 50 of these things since we've become aware of them.
Wow.
They said, and they can look at the stuff between galaxies, apparently, to see where these things might be coming from, but not exactly like, you know, you can't zoom in on it or anything. They just kind of get the general area.
Obviously, they don't do what they do in my favorite movies, which is enhance.
Right. Enhance. Space CSI.
There it is. There it was. It's from Space Birmingham. I don't know.
Space Peaky Blind. Yeah. Anything works if you put space.
Omicron Persei 7 sent that to us, so that's fun.
Anyways, it's nothing super sexy in the way that you would think, like, if someone were to send a radio burst to communicate. This is just a burst of energy from something that is big enough to cause it.
They think it might be magnetars, which is energetic remains from exploding star that just it was like compacted in and shot through the fucking cosmos. And we went and found it and we go, I wonder what that was from 8 billion years ago. 8 billion years ago, this star was already dying, if that's what it's from, and dead. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about it. 8 billion years. That's been traveling.
Conspiracy bot was barely middle-aged back then, so that's pretty cool.
It's impressive to me that the signal didn't degrade.
Yeah.
Or is something, you know, like maybe, of course, we're amateurs talking about this stuff, you know, amateur experts. I don't know exactly how it works.
Well, went out, it was like, here's how to travel faster than light. When we got it, it was just like, eek! You know, so we kind of degraded a little bit, but we don't realize that yet.
I wonder, with all the stuff that's out there, 8 billion years ago,
mm-hmm.
would that have been enough time for a civilization to come and go? You know, like,
well, that's a big question. So
in the universe where stuff nothing was formed yet?
Does it take,
or did something form very quickly? Well,
so that's a big question. Does it take as long as it has taken us from the beginning to get to the point where we now have intelligence like we have, or are we late to the game? It's even crazier if we're early, like we're the first.
Oh my
God, which I don't fucking believe. But you know, sometimes you eat the soup before it's all ready. I mean, you know, like some things take longer to cook than others. You know, I don't know, you know, and you know, some were the ingredients right for life then before now, because, you know, we weren't, you know, our star was even, well, I guess what it was, our star like 13 billion years old. I don't know. But anyway, it's a great question, you know, and hopefully we have that answer sooner than later.
Well, you know what's crazy and very, I guess, depressing on the grand scale is that stuff's moving away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff's moving away from everything right now. And I've seen videos that explain how if you send someone out, even if they're traveling at the speed of light,
mm-hmm.
they may not ever get to another galaxy.
Or bump into anything. It's crazy.
Because everything's moving away so quickly that not even light can get to it in time to get there. And so that's why you need some kind of faster than light travel to get anywhere across the universe. But eventually everything's going to move away. The sky is going to be dark at night. The stars will all... Yeah, and this may not be... I don't know if the sun is going to expand and envelop us before that happens.
Well, if my invention works, then yes.
But
it's going to be a very crazy next Tuesday if everything goes my way. But otherwise, yes.
Yeah, if you believe in the... They have the heat death of the universe where I think everything comes back in and squeezes together.
So it's like it reaches the point where it like almost runs out of energy, the bouncing ball, then it falls back in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like the explosion that stops and then comes back in and implodes on itself. Well,
and the house the opposite of imploded. That, sorry, poltergeist.
like in The Simpsons, Treehouse of Horror. Right. The opposite of that is that everything keeps expanding.
Yeah.
And everything pulls apart, including like atoms will eventually all pull apart from each other.
And then we lose tangibility or whatever, or we bump into another universe and then that causes another.
But some people, universe, true. Galaxies, what I was,
whole thing is in,
The whole thing's the bubble that gets the other dimension hitting us. the galaxies colliding. Because Milky Way is going to collide with the Andromeda Galaxy. Some people think it's already started. It's already happened.
Oh yeah,
but that's going to happen.
and then
Beetlejuice is exploding.
Any time, right? Is that what I was reading?
That's what they say, and I mean, that could mean it has already happened.
And that is so I gotta look this
up. That's sad to me.
Our sun, there's, I don't know if it says it here. Significantly larger, 700 times larger than our sun.
Yeah. It's a big boy.
It's going to go boom. I don't even know. Is it big enough? It's not going to go. Is it go supernova?
Yes.
It will? Okay.
I think so.
Like our sun's way too tiny. And there are suns that it's like a pebble next to. It's fucking crazy when you look at you can't comprehend this shit.
No, not at all. And it's kind of depressing.
Right. I saw Michio Kaku or whatever. He's like, we can say we understand because we understand the concept, but we really don't. And he was talking about it's depressing to know that, you know, we won't get the answers in my lifetime, you know, to some of these things, true, you know, and stuff. And just how infinitely small we are in this grandiose thing, which is that's like a slice of rhubarb in a pie somewhere or something, you know, that some giant creature is eating, you know, I mean, who knows?
A seed. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's just, we don't know, or do we? Well, who knows?
But that's why it's dumb to squabble about shit.
Yeah. But it's fun sometimes, you know, I don't know exactly how big Betelgeuse is. So here's some racism.
I like the fancy pronunciation there.
Betelgeuse. You like that? If you say Betelgeuse three times in a row, that star will explode. So careful with doing that. Furbies, as we were talking about,
Phineas and Ferb.
Do they do anything for us other than just like? Well, we know they're there.
It's basically a mystery, and they're just working on trying to figure it out and. It's neat, you know, at least.
I asked you that because I didn't read this. I scrolled to the bottom and it says, despite our growing knowledge base, FRBs remain one of the universe's great mysteries. As researchers venture deeper into the study of these cosmic flashes, one thing becomes clear. We know very little about the universe in which we live. What a statement, you know? That's uncomfortably true.
We don't even know about the ocean.
I don't even know why my dad watched Hee Haw. You know, some mysteries just aren't supposed to be decoded, you know, and that's your takeaway. Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe one day, maybe I'll rule it all. I don't know. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about death, life, and the in-between.
Nice.
Yeah, that's coming up next on this. Almost said Hysteria 51. This is technically Blurry Hysteria.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum. I got this, like I said, from Justin Smith, and he sent it, and I clicked on it, and I just scrolled real quick, and I saw a picture of Frankenstein and a picture of a scene from Reanimator, and I'm like, yeah, I don't care what this is about, I'm doing it. And then there's a blob in space that looks like Pac-Man eating a pellet, and I'm in. It's not space, but you'll understand. This comes to us from Daily Mail.
Oh boy.
Scientists discovered, now I did look this up, it's on other places, but this is the one he sent, so we're going with this one. Scientists discover a third state beyond life and death and breakthrough that could redefine legal death. Now that's a hell of a headline.
Right?
Yeah, safety third. Third state sees cells gaining new capabilities as they don't have in death. Well, that they didn't have in death. That makes no fucking sense to me. So in sci-fi films, like they said, like in Reanimator and Frankenstein, bodies are brought back to life. And they're in this like between life and death, you know, the undead. And it sounds like stuff of fantasy. A new study says a third state of existence really does exist in modern biology. According to these cats, the third state is where the cells of a dead organism continue to function after the organism's death. Amazingly, after the organism's demise, its cells are gaining new capabilities as they didn't possess them in life. If more experiments with cells from dead animals, including humans, show they can enter a third state, they could redefine legal death, meaning that guy's rotting. Yeah, but he's still digesting food, I guess. So we got to fucking leave him. I don't understand.
Jesus.
It says if an organism has died, cells are gaining new capabilities. It's just they're showing pictures of this shit. And the new study in physiology has been led by Professor Peter Noble, University of Washington, Seattle, and Alex Posikoff at the City of Hope National Medical Center in out in California. And it says life and death are traditionally viewed as opposites. They say for a new piece for The Conversation, which I know you celebrate its entire back catalog. But the emergence of new multicellular life forms from the cells of a dead organism introduce a third state that lies beyond the traditional boundaries of life and death. This seems very grasping for something. But certain cells, when provided with nutrients, oxygen, bioelectricity, or biochemical cues, have the capacity to transform into multicellular organisms with new functions after death, meaning I was a cell, I did this, but then you died, I didn't have to do that anymore, so I became a fitness instructor in Aruba, you know, kind of thing. You know, chase your own dreams. The team conducted a review of recent studies that investigated the capabilities of them to exist after the death of the host organism, it's part of the host. And in 2021, research in the U.S. found that skin cells from dead frogs were able to adapt to a petri dish in a lab, spontaneously reorganizing into a multicellular organism called xenobots, which is not terrifying at all. And these organisms showed behaviors beyond their original biological roles by using their cilia, small hair-like structures, to move through its own fucking surroundings. That's fucking crazy.
First, we had that fungus moving, you know, via robotics.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
now it's this.
We're going to have all sorts of new overlords. Scientists also found that human lung cells can self-assemble into miniature multicellular organisms and move around, and they call those anthrobots. So what the fuck? Anthrobots not only can navigate their surroundings, but also repair both themselves and injured nerve cells nearby. Team says these are examples of new cell functions that don't exist in life, showing change in ways that are not predetermined. And how certain cells function in the third state after the organism dies remains unclear, but one potential Frankenstein-style explanation is a hidden system of electrical circuits that reanimate the cells themselves.
A hidden system?
These channels and pumps generate electrical signals that allow cells to communicate with one another. They don't know. Metabolic activity plays an important role in whether the cells can continue to survive. This is age, health, sex, type of species, shape, the postmortem's landscape, they say, and what's going on in it. It says, ultimately, the research hints at unexplored frontiers, yeah, that could bring animal cells into the third state. Why? They don't really say. Dead shit and, like, threw it and stuff, and it started moving. They're like, huh, well, that's new. I don't know, man. Wow. This makes not a lot of sense to me. It says,
yeah, it's hard to follow.
It ends with this. The research has the potential to transform regenerative medicine, redefine legal death, which is that's weird, and provide insights into life's physiological limits, paralleling inquiries in embryogenesis. And whatever that fucking means, I don't know. It's not exactly, you're not fucking Frankenstein, but if your cells from your lung get extracted and into the right environment, they become a little choo-choo train that's moving on its own. I don't know. That's fucking weird to me.
Isn't it a way for the rich to just stay alive and keep fucking us?
I think everything
that's
is.
That's all it is.
You know, it's just, I hope to have enough money to transfer my my brain or conscious or something into, I don't know, 20-year-old, just start over. I wouldn't want to. Ugh. I wouldn't want to be a kid.
Well, that's the thing. Like, starting over, though, well, starting over in that time frame, in that time period, mm-hmm. like going back to the 90s.
But then knowing then what you know now, that would help too.
Yeah, yeah. There was that I do. Maybe.
There was an old Tales from the Crypt where this guy was, an old man, and he had a beautiful young wife, young woman. Like, it was like one of those, the 90-year-old billionaire marries the hot model. Mm-hmm.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he finds this like studly hot guy and he's like, oh man, he sees that she like flirted with him. So he's like, I want to buy your legs cause I can barely walk. And so, in this one, they like put his legs on him and the guy gets his old legs and they do piece by piece. And then at the end, he's paying for him. The end, the old man now has the young guy's body and she leaves him for the old man, which is the young guy. Cause he's got all the money. Like, what? She's, and it's like, that's one to grow on. We learned something there. But yeah, it's.
Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah. speaking of this, we just did a Blurry Hysteria talking about Prince Philip. I think the Crypt Keepers would like see that dude and be like, you need some fucking lotion, man. God, you look terrible.
What's your nighttime routine? Get some Lord. Prada.
Yeah, have some self-respect, man.
From the Crypt.
Yeah, I don't know. I read this. I don't... Obviously it's going to go somewhere, they see a bigger picture than I do, but, maybe I'll be in the lung trade, for dead lung cells here soon. Like, oh man, it's worth, oh God damn. It's awesome. Who knows? Who knows? The Reanimator and Frankenstein pictures got me. I don't know. Third state after death.
Science.
They're not dead though. The cells didn't die. And that's what they're talking about, redefining death. Is it when your conscience is gone, I guess? I don't know.
Redefining death. How long after did they say It's supposed to.
Well, I mean, they put them into petri dishes and they started reforming and stuff. It's not like it was happening in the body itself, you know. So I don't know. No, thank you. I will stick to, you know, good old fashioned death like normal.
It seems like there's something else going on there, right? Like,
yeah, maybe this is probably not the best written version of it from Daily Mail, but, you know, find me another one. That's your guys' homework if you want to, and we'll dissect into a better version. This is just from the 16th of this month.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not an old. Not an old one at all. 10 days or so. So, yeah, I don't know. Like he said, kids, get them in weird at hysteria51.com, weird at hysteria51.com, and jump on Hysteria Nation. Talk to us. Also, if you're on Steam, I got a link, and I'm going to sticky it. We posted our Steam. If you play on Steam video games, we got a group on there, a Blurry Hysteria group, so you can play, I don't know what David... Tiddlywinks and shit. I don't know what you play on there. I'll be playing man games.
Cribbage?
Yeah. I'll be playing the fighting games and, you know, boob squeeze simulator and stuff. So now come and join. You can find that. I'll make sure I sticky that in Hysteria Nation and post it elsewhere. I know that I posted on Patreon for everyone. And yeah, with that said, you know, stay in your third state of life if you die and, you know, rinse and repeat. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know. But make sure you intercept all the radio signals from space. Next time. Later.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.